It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The war rages on in the chat today.
My goodness.
About whether it was A.J. Smith's fault or Marty Schottenheimer's fault or both or neither. I'll be honest with you. I'd be leaning towards neither.
Could
I blame it all on the Spanoses.
Ah, let's do that.
Come on.
That's the
how
way
we
to
should.
Go.
That's will make us all feel better.
Yeah.
Welcome back. 4:02 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. He's back for the Big Five. At the bottom of this hour, we have a little Chris versus the fans coming up. I got so many tweets on my original tweet today about the passing of A.J. Smith.
Yeah,
Been in this game too long, said, hey, Chris, sorry, but while Marty's playoff record sucked, it was the rift and the uncooperation between Schottenheimer and A.J. as I remember it. Somehow the owner was convinced to fire Marty, not A.J. Sounds like something that happened maybe last year.
Yeah.
In another sport.
Yeah.
In this town.
Yeah.
So interesting.
That is interesting.
And I got a lot of responses. I just wanted to read a couple of them because, like I said, A.J. Smith, very polarizing, passed. If you just tuned in, he passed yesterday at the age of 75. I said there were some crazy reasons that the Chargers never made it. Still, Dino said, crazy reasons? Equals firing Marty Schottenheimer. Blazing Bolt says, do the facts tell us that he was the best GM the franchise ever had? SD Sports Go says, AJ was great. His biggest error was not firing Marty.
What?
I know. I didn't say that. I almost did.
That was funny, though.
I know. His error was not firing Marty, but hiring Norv. Said Marty was not ever going to win a Super Bowl here. If he couldn't win with that last team, it wasn't going to happen. Anyway, there's a lot of, you know, I never fault AJ, RIP. Sadly, his ego was a constant disruption. Lord of no rings. You know, like I said, all of that's true about AJ Smith. He's a very polarizing, as I've said, figure. And I still mourn his passing, as I think many of us do today. All right, still ahead on the show, we got the, I mentioned Chris versus the fans, but in the next hour or so, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Rockies game. The first 40,000 fans tomorrow night will receive a Joe Musgrove bobblehead with his dog. I forget the dog's name now. Joe Musgrove's
Theo.
Dog. Theo, thank
How
you.
How could you forget Theo?
Well, I did. It happens. Theo's head bobbles as well. Grab tickets at Padres.com/tickets or stay tuned. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see tomorrow's Padres-Rockies game. Right now, we're going to have you a chance to qualify for our new grand prize, a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, plus two tickets to see Warrant, Lita Ford, and Paralandra.
Nice job.
On June 22nd.
Yeah.
It's my birthday.
Oh,
go
wow.
Go celebrate my birthday.
You need to go.
I sure do. I'll try to. Maybe I can win Chris versus the fans.
Whoever wins today needs to take Chris.
Take me. It's on my birthday. For my birthday, I want to see Warrant, Lita Ford, and Paralandra.
Good.
Sure. Get ready for an unforgettable night. Pure rock bliss. These guys are set to blow the roof off the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino on June 22nd. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations, home of legendary Vegas fun. Let's play ball.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before the first question, and you'll get that question for free today.
Beautiful harmonizing there by us.
Yes, it was. I did a lot of question searching. I also have a very good question from a listener.
Oh,
so I will make
sure that
you know which
listener submitted a question.
Yes, and I thought about it and I was like, this is a really good question.
You liked it.
It's kind of out there a little bit, but I love it. All right, let's go to our first contestant. Let's go to Julian. Julian, are you there?
Yep.
All
Julian,
right.
Are
you ready to play?
You're not in Julian, are you?
Nope, not in Julian.
That'd be interesting. They named a little town after you, you know.
Yeah, I get free pie every time I go.
I'm sure.
Do you?
No. Do you really?
Man.
I think you should. I think you should. I think it's a good idea, Julian.
I was going to say, agree. You need I to agree. Take me to Julian.
Yes, we'll call the pie company for you. And see
all
if
right,
can
now that we've got
that.
The awkward introductions out of the way, let's go to question number one. Kyrie Irving currently plays for what NBA team?
Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks is correct.
Plays well for that team as well.
Yes, he's a very good basketball
he
player.
Really is, you know, just got to work on some other aspects of his flat world.
Question number two. This is the question from the listener. There are two baseball stadiums in professional ranks that have their bullpens on the field. Name both of them.
Both of them?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Let's say Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
And
it's a tough
one. Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs.
Stay there.
That's really hard. I'm going to get. I thought the Cubs had theirs on the sideline before he answered, so I'm going to go Cubs. The only other one I just, you know, and it's totally off the top of my head because I can't picture every ballpark right now. I'll say the Oakland Athletics. Cubs and A's.
You got one of them right.
Who was it?
The A's.
Oh, the A's was right.
Because they don't put any money into their stadium.
Yes, I know.
So they still have it. But you're still alive, Julian. The other? Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You know that there was a time, and this is even before my day and age, Scraby, to show you how far back this goes, but they didn't even have mounds down the lines. The starting pitcher used to warm up right in front of the dugout.
Really?
Yeah. They just throw the his catcher would squat down there.
That's
at one
great.
End of the dugout. The pitcher would go out on the other side and just warm up.
Man, it was so much right more there. Simple back in the day.
A little
day.
Simpler day, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Julian, you're still alive. Good
you're
question.
Still alive,
who
Julian.
Do we know who contributed that question? It's a good question.
That is a
give
good
him,
question.
Give, him
give me one second.
Certainly
going
stumped
to
me.
Instagram, and it was Summer.
Very good, Summer.
Summer was the one.
He stumped me. Very good, Summer.
All right, here
for
we go.
The,
question
for the,
number.
For all the pie. Julian.
Yes, for all the pie.
Yes.
Who is the last hitter to have 200 hits in five straight seasons? This happened in 2012. The fifth straight season happened in 2012 for this hitter.
2012.
Again, who is the last hitter to have 200 hits in five straight seasons?
That's tough.
That's, Miguel Cabrera.
I like that guess. Right,
stay
though.
There.
The only other guy in that era I can even remotely think of is our guy Ichiro.
Wow.
All right, Julian, you pay off.
Nice job, Julian. Stay right there.
Well done.
It was, if I can find the applause, Derek Jeter.
Very good. 200 hits is something that a lot of guys, hardly anybody gets anymore.
Because
guys don't play every day. you know, and they walk a lot more than they used to because it's a lot more important part of the game. 200 hits used to be a big deal, and now it's, you know, not really something a lot of guys do. Very good, Julian.
Did anybody have, how many, who?
Last year?
Yeah.
Per se? I'm going to go look. You're going to go look?
Yeah.
I don't know if you think you're faster than me.
I am.
Looking it up?
Going to be faster than you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You might already be on the site. I had to navigate there. So here we go. 2023 hitting.
Yeah, Ronald Acuna had 217.
Dang it, I just got there.
Freddie Freeman, 211. And Luis Arraez.
203. See?
203. Yeah, so there's only three guys that did it last year.
Let me see. Oh, I'll beat you to 2022.
I'm not going back that far.
All right. 2022 did not have any hitters with over 200 hits.
See what I mean? It's not something that we get done
a lot. So we get three last year. Yeah. Not in 2020. Now we have to go to 2021.
All right.
And no hitters over 200 hits.
I guarantee in 2020 nobody made it because it was only 60 games.
The hit leader was Trey Turner with 78.
In 2020.
Yeah. In 2019, we had two 200 hit guys.
So last year there was three.
Rafael Devers.
All right, very good. But yeah, 200 hits, kind of a forgotten art. Guys like Rod Carew, Pete Rose, you know, in those days, you said just automatically pen them in for 200 hits a year, but not anymore. Very good. I liked your guess, though, Julian, because I was thinking along the same lines. And you're a winner, so stay on the line. You have a chance to go to Las Vegas and win the big prize there. As mentioned, we will be giving away a pair of Padre tickets coming up on the program as well in the next hour. So stick around for that. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's, authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado. It's in La Jolla. Guess what? It's also at the ballpark. So if you're going to the game tonight, Spiro's down the third baseline on the main concourse near the Western Metal Supply Company building. For dining or takeout options, visit SpirosCuisine.com.
Dwat Quam.
Yes. Hockey. Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, I personally did not see many fights on Friday. I didn't see any fights on Friday in the stadium. Okay. I know outside the stadium it was a different story. I'm not talking about outside the stadium because there's no control over outside the stadium. But inside the stadium, I think Padres fans did a pretty good job. I don't know about Saturday. I heard Sunday was good and Friday seemed good.
Well,
so
we'll give the Dodger fans their due. Hopefully they were well behaved as well. I didn't hear or see any incidents popping up on my Twitter feed, which I normally do.
I'm sure there were, but I didn't see many.
I did see one little brouhaha downtown in the gas lamp. Some Dodger fans were making a ruckus in the
punching police officers in the face like idiots.
Yes, that was the ruckus I'm referring to.
Like, what are you doing? You're punching police officers in the face.
Yeah, well, that's I don't know. I don't know that that's a Dodger fan talking. I think that's alcohol talking, I must say. So, but yeah, Petco Park seemed like a pretty relatively safe place to be this weekend, which is always nice to hear. Sammy Levitt's Eco Water SoCal pregame show a little more than an hour away. Gwen and Chris coming back with much more here. And the latest on the NBA playoffs, which are getting more interesting. And your world of golf, Scraby. One of the great streaks in sports came to an end yesterday. We'll discuss when we return.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Express Employment. Express Employment Professionals. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is your one connection for a summer job. In a variety of industries, job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. If you miss any part of the program today, go back. The moment you miss, chapters on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, search for 97.3 The Fan, tap our show, find your favorite moments. There's a lot of them today, a lot of highlights for today so far, including our breakdown of the Padres sweep of the Dodgers, which included the
series
win over the Dodgers. Yes. I know I'm looking ahead to the Rockies, Scraby. It was a Freudian slip there. Looking ahead to a potential sweep of the Rocks. But over the weekend, the Dodgers, the vaunted Dodgers, hit 138. That's less than half of their team batting average for the season. The Dodgers were 1-for-19 with runners in scoring position. Worse even than the Padres' 1-for-14 mark.
Mm.
So, you know, look, Padres aren't the only team that can go through a hitting slump from time to time.
We
saw it from the great Blue Wrecking Crew this weekend. Padre pitching had an awful lot to do with that. Fantastic performance by King. Really good by Waldron. Fantastic again by Darvish.
I have to tell you about after the game on Friday night, I went down into the clubhouse to try and get some audio.
I hope you were friendly to people, because otherwise Joe's going to not be happy with you.
I have been trying to be more friendly to people, but then I do the thing where I'm like, what's up? And then they aren't looking at me. So I'm kind of like, oh, geez, he wasn't looking at me. Anyway, so we go down and Michael King's getting ready. And you could just feel the excitement and how happy he was after that start. Because someone asked him, is that the best start of your career? And he just kind of looks at the camera, smiles, and said, yeah, probably.
It was pretty good. Unfortunately, he didn't get a win for it, which really is frustrating.
He did not care.
No, because the team got a win, right? That was the main thing. I mean, Arraez comes up big. This acquisition of Arraez has been something. I don't know what his exact numbers are as a Padre. He was hitting 400 heading into the weekend. But, I mean, you remember the four-hit game. You remember the walk-off hit the other night. Just seems like he's been on base, you know, every time. I know he hasn't been. I get all that. But really excited to have this guy in our lineup.
Yeah, and, we said it earlier, all the trades, or maybe last week, all the trades that have been made that didn't work out are, like, so far in the past now, because the two trades two trades that were made this year have, knock on wood, worked out pretty well.
Seems like, Rise has been all right. He's been, I'm just looking at his game log. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's played in 8 games with the Padres, or 8 that he's... 8 games.
Made an appearance in.
Yeah, he's got a hit in 7 of the 8. And 2 multi-hit games, 6, 8, 11 hits so far. in his short tenure with San Diego.
Well, he told us in our media scrum, they asked him, what was your approach up there? I think AJ Castleville said, what was your approach on that last at bat? And he said, I just want to hit the ball.
He wants to hit the ball and hit it hard.
Yeah.
And let it, you know, let the chances take where they may. And normally he's pretty good.
Let's not forget about Tyler Wade either, because he had to race from second base all the way home. And that wasn't a, it wasn't a for sure that he was going to get there in time, because the hit was shallow center field. James Outman was able to get there. Yeah, the throw wasn't great.
And,
but still.
You know, Campusano had a pretty nice game. Let's be honest. The guy hits a home run off glass now, which is the only time they even hit the ball.
Yeah.
And then he had the double.
Yeah.
In which Wade ran for him.
Michael King said he should be the player of the game.
Campusano?
Because and we're forgetting inside baseball. He called the game, and Michael King said, whatever he put down, I was going with, because he knew every pitch that needed to be called in the right moments.
Campusano's doing a hell of a job, and you know, I think they miss him when he's not in there. I know that Higashioka's got to catch Waldron, but I just want to point this out. The Padres are 1-7 in Waldron starts. Maybe you should try Campusano catching Waldron. Just saying.
Maybe.
I love Mike Schilt. You know, I agree with everything, but I doesn't mean I can't bring up another thought or two. I mean, I just, Tony was like, you know, kind of poo-pooing that earlier, but it's a real thing to me that they're 1-10 when Waldron and Vasquez are on the mound. They've got to figure that out.
Yeah, it can't be quote-unquote poo-pooed. I hate that phrase.
I know, I kind of do,
but
too.
But it can't be because of the record. It's definitely an indication of something.
I don't know what. These guys aren't pitching that bad every time. So team has to find a way to, you know, win some of these games. That includes tonight, because Vasquez is on the mound tonight. Got to win this one.
Yes.
Golf world, real quick. I know you like to check in. The PGA Championships are coming up this weekend.
Yes.
At Valhalla.
Yeah, I love Valhalla.
It's a big deal. Where is Valhalla?
I think it's in Kentucky.
I don't know. I have no idea. Louisville, Kentucky.
No, there we go.
I believe you're right.
I think Rory won the last one that was there.
Oh, did he? He won this weekend.
Yes,
Rory.
He did.
Our poor guy, I got to be honest, Xander Schauffele, he's an Aztec for life, so I mean, I got to root for him, but has anybody ever led more tournaments at some point during the first three rounds and not won than Xander Schauffele? There's got to be a statistic of that somewhere.
Blown tournaments?
It's whatever you're going to call it. I mean, I hate to say you blew the... It's golf. I mean, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy, almost invariably, day one, two, or three, he'll be in the lead. And at the end, he's not in the lead.
I think that Rory also just kind of played out of his mind.
Oh, no, Rory played incredible, yeah. Right? He had two eagles.
He did. He chipped in from the bunker.
So, you know, look, there's not much. You can't play defense in golf.
No, but you also can't win if you're going to shoot even on a Sunday, which is what Xander Schauffele did.
All right. Well, one day Schauffele's going to win one of these, but it wasn't this past weekend. The streak I was referring to was that of Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour. She had won five consecutive tournaments, but she was defeated over the weekend in the LPGA event by Rose Zhang.
Oh, well. If you're going to get beat by someone who might be the other best player in the world.
Yeah, Korda finished seventh in the tournament. She was third going into the final couple of rounds, so she was in contention but was unable to win sixth in a row. On the scoreboard, late first quarter, Celtics starting to already pull away from shorthanded Cleveland. It's 29-21 Boston. Donovan Mitchell not playing for the Cavs, who are hoping to even the series, but would seem to have little chance of doing so. NHL Rangers, Carolina. Rangers looking for the clincher. No score. In the first period, the Big Five is next.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, well, I was going to get started, and I realized that the document that I just had open is not opened, so let me reopen it, everyone. There we go. And I am ready to go. This hour is brought to you by SafeLight. Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service and let SafeLight come to you. That's SafeLight.com. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight repair.
SafeLight replace. It was going off in my head literally as you were doing that.
Ever since we started talking about SafeLight, I have seen and heard about 100 million commercials for SafeLight in the
region. I have too, but I'd like to know what the name of the company SafeLight has to do with replacing windshields. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Because you want to be safe and the windshields are light.
Oh, my Lord. Stop.
I have no idea. I will look that up for you, Chris.
You know what? It is okay to say.
To say you don't know?
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know, Chris.
Very good. Move us on.
I'm working on myself.
Number five.
Right before our very eyes. Right, you're becoming a better person. Eyes.
So one of the things I was most interested in watching for over the weekend would have been Friday night. What was the reception going to be like for Dodgers catcher Will Smith because of the whole Jurickson Profar is irrelevant comment? People have been throwing some barbs around here about Will Smith. Well, I listened very closely, and I heard very few boos for Will Smith on Friday night, so I'm not really sure what that means. Chris, are we indifferent, or was Cameron Maben right that we are soft?
Great question.
We're soft.
It's great.
He's right, we're soft. I mean, if you don't boo the living hell out of Will Smith after those comments, you're not paying attention. So apparently the Padre fans calling you out, but you weren't paying close enough attention. I think Will Smith deserved our wrath a little bit more over the weekend than he got. I mean, look, we already hate the Dodgers, so it should be an easy step to hating Will Smith since he made those comments about a guy that we've come to absolutely love around here in Jurickson Profar.
Do you think so, Jurickson maybe diffused it a little bit?
He did diffuse it. He totally diffused it, but that diffused it for him.
Right.
It should not have diffused it for us. We didn't get our chance to let Will Smith know how we felt about those comments. I mean, I thought they were uncalled for. I thought they were a really big put down.
Downright rude.
And, you know, so I'm a little surprised that we're not paying close enough attention this weekend.
All right, Tony.
We missed an opportunity.
Yes, I agree. What does that mean about us as a fan base? Are we indifferent, or was Cameron Maben right? We are soft.
I don't know. First of all, I don't recall that he said soft. I'm going to stop you on that part. The second part is I actually had this. Jesse and I both had this conversation before the game. Because we anticipated, like, heavy boos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that first one came, and it was, I'll use the word Chris, surprising. I was surprised that he didn't get it. I mean, Mookie Betts got booed more than Will Smith did.
Shohei was deafeningly.
We're booing the wrong
people, I thought.
I was surprised. What does it mean about us? Doesn't mean anything. It was, you know, maybe people forgot. Maybe people were on their phones. You know, there's a bunch of different reasons why they may not have been locked in. Because what I will say is the second at bat, although it wasn't at the level that I expected, it definitely raised up a little bit more.
So maybe the arriving crowd helped a little bit.
Maybe. You know, it was first inning. We are Southern Californians here. We're fashionably late for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, people still filing in their seats. So maybe that is it. But I did notice the second at bat. But I was expecting a whole series, first of all.
Yeah.
At least one game of every at bat.
I was still booing him in my mind when he came up yesterday. So.
But I don't know that it necessarily means anything. You know, I was surprised, though. I was surprised.
I will say, driving in on Friday night, I left here, and the traffic was a nightmare. So that may have hurt a little bit.
Trying to get to the game on time. You know what? I mean, this is where Cameron Maben gets a little bit of, you know, respect. Because if the New York Mets catcher said something like that about one of the Philadelphia Phillies' favorite players, it would have been over for that player when they came to Philadelphia, and there would have been signs that probably had to be confiscated.
You're right.
You know, from the fan base in Philadelphia, and the same goes the other way. So
his
you shouldn't have let that go unchecked.
his family would have been getting the double bird.
Yeah, we should not have let that go unchecked.
Well, you know, the Padres get the last laugh, though.
Yeah, they ultimately sure did. They did. Yeah.
Number four.
Now, Marvin Harrison Jr. was on the practice field in his number 18 Cardinals jersey this weekend at rookie minicamp. But fans who want to buy the jersey can't buy the jersey. Harrison's jersey is still not for sale as he continues to decline to sign the NFLPA's joint licensing agreement, which is the agreement that allows players' names, images, and likenesses to be used in merchandise from jerseys to the Madden video game. Almost every player signs it because there's no way to make money off jersey sales without it. But Harrison is in a unique situation because he did sign an NIL deal with Fanatics while he was at Ohio State, and now that he's in the NFL and Fanatics has the opportunity to make more money off selling his Cardinals jersey, he wants Fanatics to agree to renegotiate before he gives them that right. So
a little leverage.
My first thought about this was, they didn't talk about this in the contract. He was always going to go pro. Why is there no stipulation for when he goes pro? But anyway, Tony, how do you think this is going to go?
I don't know, man. Fanatics is
shysters.
I feel like they're getting into some shysty times here, right? I mean, you had the perfect game deal pop off last week, which seems like a racketeer. You know, you're just basically getting these players that ain't even in college yet to sign NIL deals, and basically when they get in the big leagues, it carries over. It's maddening. And then you had the whole jersey thing. I don't know, man. If you're asking about Fanatics itself, what was the question again?
I'm asking what Marvin Harrison, what do you think happens with himself?
Listen, this isn't the first time a guy has played this way. Barry Bonds, who was not a part of the Players Association.
And things have turned out wonderfully for him over the years.
LeVar Arrington also.
LeVar Arrington. This is why, for those of us gamers.
Exactly. That's the only reason I know.
Played the, what was that, triple play, I think it was. Can't remember the baseball game, but it was Barry Bonds was this white guy with like a weird last name.
Is that right?
They couldn't actually use him.
I mean, they couldn't have made him look Barry anything like the guy. They what made him make him white.
What was like, he Barry Bodzinski or something? Or?
I think his last name started with a G. It was like Gord or something like that.
Gosh. Oh, that's hilarious.
How it turns out, I don't know. This could be some leverage for him, right? I mean, the NIL kind of opens these collegiate kids up to a different deal than, you know, professional sports has had to deal with. And yeah. I think, you know, and from a business standpoint, I think it's somewhat smart for him to try to push this as long as he can. Because that Players Association or the NFLPA deal, that's going to be there regardless, right? They're not going to take that off the table. It's just a matter if he wants to sign it or not. And so we'll see how it goes. I think he should try to use this in his favor. And if it doesn't work, he can always just slide on back to what everybody else does.
Chris, how do you think this is going to go?
I'm not quite sure because this is above my pay grade. But I will say this. I just hope that whatever Marvin Harrison does makes him more money and makes the NFL less money. And anything that any player can do to help the NFL make less money is okay by me.
Did you know players make two-thirds of jersey sales? That's what they get?
That sounds great, but that means the league makes one-third.
No, I think the other third.
You know what I mean?
Well, the league does make money. The other third goes back into the NFLPA. I was looking at this morning.
All right. Well,
the league definitely
makes. The league makes so much money on this stuff, and I mean, I think it's, you know, I think it's fair that somebody like Mario. I mean, because honestly, 99%, wouldn't you say? Maybe at least 90% of jersey purchases are made with the player in mind. You're buying it for that player only.
Yeah, that's who you're representing.
Yes, I would say once in a while you just say, hey, I want an Arizona Cardinals jersey and I don't really care who it is, so I'll get that one. But yeah. I think most of them, you know, are buying it because of who he is. So I'd like to see him get more and the NFL get less.
All right. Let's see what happens with you, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a trendsetter here.
All right, let's see. In a topic basically crafted in a lab for our show, Michael Kay had some things to say about the New York Rangers color analyst and a call that was made during a Rangers playoff game recently. So here is the call in question, and then we'll hear from Michael Kay.
Round the boards it goes. Missed by Orlov. Played it.
Score!
Score! Yes! Yes! The Rangers win it! In overtime and lead the series
3-0. This is a broken.
So oh, my goodness. The Cincinnati Bengals guy has been hired to do Rangers hockey.
Oh, no. I think the Bengals guy is better.
I think you're right. I think he's better, too. I shouldn't douse him so much.
Now, here is what Michael Kay had to say about that game-winning call.
Go ahead.
I've been warning about this for years now. You've heard me.
You talked about it. Yeah, sure.
You've heard me. And people fight back on me. The color guy has to let the play-by-play guy do his call. If they have a DVD, I don't even know if they make DVDs anymore, of the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup, I can guarantee you that will not be on it. It's not fair to Sam Rosen. It's beyond me how a 67-year-old man could be that giddy about something that could not control himself, trampled all over Sam Rosen's call. I mean, Peter, what are we doing? If you were listening to the radio yesterday, you have no idea what happened.
There you go. That's just some of that conversation. You can go to Awful Announcing. It has the whole conversation on there. But, Chris, we haven't done this in a long time, rate the radio call. But this time, you're going to rate Michael Kay's response there.
I'm going to give him a 10 because he's saying the same thing I've been saying for years and years as well. Michael Kay maybe says it to a broader audience in New York City. I mean, this is what we've talked. This is the whole reason we came up with Rate the Radio Call, was because of stuff like this. And, you know, fortunately, I think in San Diego, we've got color guys a la Mark Grant. And I'm not, looking past Tony, who does a great job. But, I mean, the TV call the other night of Luis Arraez's walk-off single was a beautiful thing by both Don and Mudd, as Don called the winning hit, and then...
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen!
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, well, I was going to get started, and I realized that the document that I just had open is not opened, so let me reopen it, everyone. There we go. And I am ready to go. This hour is brought to you by SafeLight. Cracked windshield? Go to safelight.com now to schedule your free mobile service and let SafeLight come to you. That's safelight.com. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight repair.
SafeLight replace. It was going off in my head literally as you were doing that.
Ever since we started talking about SafeLight, I have seen and heard about 100 million commercials for SafeLight in the
region. I have too, but I'd like to know what the name of the company SafeLight has to do with replacing windshields. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Because you want to be safe and the windshields are light.
Oh, my Lord. Stop.
I have no idea. I will look that up for you, Chris.
You know what? It is okay to say
you don't know.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know, Chris.
Very good. Move us on.
I'm working on myself.
Number five.
Right before our very eyes. Right, you're becoming a better person. Eyes.
So one of the things I was most interested in watching for over the weekend would have been Friday night. What was the reception going to be like for Dodgers catcher Will Smith because of the whole Jurickson Profar's irrelevant comment? People have been throwing some barbs around here about Will Smith. Well, I listened very closely, and I heard very few boos for Will Smith on Friday night, so I'm not really sure what that means. Chris, are we indifferent, or was Cameron Maybin right that we are soft?
We're soft.
It's great.
He's right, we're soft. I mean, if you don't boo the living hell out of Will Smith after those comments, you're not paying attention. So apparently the Padre fans... calling you out, but you weren't paying close enough attention. I think Will Smith deserved our wrath a little bit more over the weekend than he got. I mean, look, we already hate the Dodgers, so it should be an easy step to hating Will Smith since he made those comments about a guy that we've come to absolutely love around here in Jurickson Profar.
Do you think Jurickson maybe diffused it a little bit?
He did diffuse it. He totally diffused it, but that diffused it for him.
Right.
It should not have diffused it for us. We didn't get our chance to let Will Smith know how we felt about those comments. I mean, I thought they were uncalled for. I thought they were a big put down.
Downright rude.
And, you know, so I'm a little surprised that we're not paying close enough attention this weekend.
All right, Tony.
We missed an opportunity.
Yes, 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 I agree. What does that mean about us as a fan base? Are we indifferent, or was Cameron Maben right? We are soft.
I don't know. First of all, I don't recall that he said soft.
I was waiting for that.
I'm going to stop you on that part. Second part is I actually had this. Jesse and I both had this conversation before the game. Because we anticipated, like, heavy boos.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that first one came, and it was, I'll use the word Chris, you, surprising. I was surprised that he didn't get it. I mean, Mookie Betts got booed more than Will Smith did.
That's and Shohei. Shohei was like deafeningly Shohei.
Like
we're
I
booing
mean,
the
man,
wrong people. I thought
I was surprised. I was surprised. What does it mean about us? Doesn't mean anything. It was, you know, maybe people forgot. Maybe people were on their phones. You know, there's a bunch of different reasons why they may not have been locked in. Because what I will say is the second at bat, although it wasn't at the level that I expected, it definitely raised up a little bit more.
So maybe the arriving crowd helped a little bit.
Maybe. You know, it was first inning. We are Southern Californians here. We're fashionably late for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, people still filing in their seats. So maybe that is it. But I did notice the second at bat. But I was expecting a whole series, first of all.
Yeah.
At least one game of every at bat.
I was still booing him in my mind when he came up yesterday. So.
But I don't know that it necessarily means anything. You know, it's... I was surprised, though. I was surprised.
I will say, driving in on Friday night, I left here, and the traffic was a nightmare. So that may have hurt a little bit.
Trying to get to the game
trying
on time.
Trying to get to the game on
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, this is where Cameron Maben gets a little bit of, you know, respect. Because if the New York Mets catcher said something like that about one of the Philadelphia Phillies' favorite players, it would have been over for that player when they came to Philadelphia, and there would have been signs that probably had to be confiscated.
You're right.
You know, from the fan base in Philadelphia, and the same goes the other way. So
we shouldn't
have let that go unchecked.
His family would have been getting the double bird.
Yeah, we should not have let that go unchecked.
Well, you know, the Padres get the last laugh, though.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Number four.
Now, Marvin Harrison Jr. was on the practice field in his number 18 Cardinals jersey this weekend at rookie minicamp. But fans who want to buy the jersey can't buy the jersey. Harrison's jersey is still not for sale. He continues to decline to sign the NFLPA's joint licensing agreement, which is the agreement that allows players' names, images, and likenesses to be used in merchandise from jerseys to the Madden video game. Almost every player signs it because there's no way to make money off jersey sales without it. But Harrison is in a unique situation because he did sign an NIL deal with Fanatics while he was at Ohio State, and now that he's in the NFL and Fanatics has the opportunity to make more money off selling his Cardinals jersey, he wants Fanatics to agree to renegotiate before he gives them that right. So
a little leverage.
My first thought about this was they didn't talk about this in the contract. He was always going to go pro. Why is there no stipulation for when he goes pro? But anyway, Tony, how do you think this is going to go?
I don't know, man. Fanatics is
shysters.
I feel like they're getting into some shisty times here, right? I mean, you had the perfect game deal pop off last week, which seems like a racketeer. You know, you're just basically getting these players that ain't even in college yet to sign NIL deals, and basically when they get into big leagues, it carries over. It's maddening. And then you had the whole jersey thing. I don't know, man. If you're asking about Fanatics itself, what was the question again?
I'm asking what Marvin Harrison, what do you think happens with himself? Listen,
this isn't the first time a guy has played this way. Barry Bonds, who was not a part of the Players Association.
And things have turned out wonderfully for him over the years.
LeVar Arrington also.
LeVar Arrington, which is why, for those of us gamers.
Exactly, that's the only reason I know.
Played the, what was that, triple play, I think it was. Can't remember the baseball game, but Barry Bonds was this white guy with like a weird last name.
Is that right?
They, could, They couldn't actually use him.
I mean, they couldn't have made him look Barry anything like the guy. They had to make him white.
What was
like,
he, Barry Bodzinski or something? Or?
I think his last name started with a G. It was like Gord or something like that.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious.
I don't know. This could be some leverage for him, right? I mean, the NIL kind of opens these collegiate kids up to a different deal than, you know, professional sports has had to deal with. And yeah. I think, you know, and from a business standpoint, I think it's somewhat smart for him to try to push this as long as he can. Because that Players Association or the NFLPA deal, that's going to be there regardless, right? They're not going to take that off the table. It's just a matter if he wants to sign it or not. And so we'll see how it goes. I think he should try to use this in his favor. And if it doesn't work, he can always just slide on back to what everybody else does.
Chris, how do you think this is going to go?
I'm not quite sure because this is above my pay grade. But I will say this. I just hope that whatever Marvin Harrison does makes him more money and makes the NFL less money. And anything that any player can do to help the NFL make less money is okay by me.
Did you know players make 2/3 of jersey sales? That's what they get.
That sounds great, but yeah. that means the league makes 1/3.
No, I think the other third.
You know what I mean?
Well, the league does make money. The other third goes back into the NFLPA. I was looking at this morning.
All right. Well,
the league makes so much
money on this stuff, and I mean, I think it's, you know, I think it's fair that somebody like Mario. I mean, because honestly, 99%, wouldn't you say? Maybe at least 90% of jersey purchases are made with the player in mind. You're buying it for that player only.
Yeah, that's who you're representing.
Yes, I would say once in a while you just say, hey, I want an Arizona Cardinals jersey, and I don't really care who it is, so I'll get that one. But yeah. I think most of them, you know, are buying it because of who he is. So I'd like to see him get more and the NFL get less.
All right. Let's see what happens with you, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a trendsetter here.
All right, let's see. In a topic basically crafted in a lab for our show, Michael Kay had some things to say about the New York Rangers color analyst and a call that was made during a Rangers playoff game recently. So here is the call in question, and then we'll hear from Michael Kay.
Round the boards it goes. Missed by Orloff. Played it.
Score!
Score! Yes! Yes! The Rangers win it! In overtime and lead the series 3-0.
This is a pro.
So oh, my goodness. The Cincinnati Bengals guy has been hired to do Rangers hockey.
Oh, no. I think the Bengals guy is better.
I think you're right. I think he's better, too. I shouldn't douse him so much.
Now, here is what Michael Kay had to say about that game-winning call.
Go ahead. I've been warning about this for years now. You've heard
me. Talked about it. Yeah, sure.
You've heard me. And people fight back on me. The color guy has to let the play-by-play guy do his call. If they have a DVD, I don't even know if they make DVDs anymore, of the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup, I can guarantee you that will not be on it. It's not fair to Sam Rosen. It's beyond me how a 67-year-old man could be that giddy about something that could not control himself, trampled all over Sam Rosen's call. I mean, Peter, what are we doing? If you were listening to the radio yesterday, you have no idea what happened.
There you go. That's just some of that conversation. You can go to Awful Announcing. It has the whole conversation on there. But, Chris, we haven't done this in a long time, rate the radio call. But this time, you're going to rate Michael Kay's response there.
I'm going to give him a 10 because he's saying the same thing I've been saying for years and years as well. Michael Kay maybe says it to a broader audience in New York City. I mean, this is what we've talked. This is the whole reason we came up with Rate the Radio Call, was because of stuff like this. And, you know, fortunately, I think in San Diego, we've got color guys a la Mark Grant. And I'm not, you know, looking past Tony, who does a great job. But, I mean, the TV call the other night of Luis Arraez walk-off single was a beautiful thing by both Don and Mudd, as Don called the winning hit, and then nobody said a word for 45 seconds or so and let the celebration play out. That is fantastic broadcasting. That's a clinic on how it should be done. Maybe some of these announcers will start listening to Michael Kay because they've never listened to me.
Tony, what rate Michael Kay's response right there?
First, unlike Chris, if you guys want to go ahead and listen to the radio call.
Yes, I was thinking the same
thing. I do want to hear it.
It was actually well done,
It was.
I think, listen, Michael Kay also comes from the baseball, you know, broadcast booth. And so, you know, I see it the same way Michael Kay does. I think Chris sees it the same way Michael Kay does. But I think, I can't speak for Chris on this, but I will speak for myself. I've been open to certain groups of broadcasters that don't do it that way. And it works. You know, you mentioned Cincinnati Bengals. As bad as I thought that sounded at first, over the 2 years we've been doing Rate the Radio Call, I've changed my opinion on their dynamic. Now, I haven't listened to a Ranger hockey game, so I don't know what their dynamic is. If it's not of the Cincinnati Bengals, Michael Kay is 1,000% right. I was confused on who lost their voice there. Was that the play-by-play guy or was that the color guy?
It was the color guy trampling the play-by-play guy.
Okay.
Yeah, the play-by-play guy couldn't even barely get a word in. So
there you go. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds like that is not the case. But if Michael Kay has brought it up before, maybe that is the case for those guys.
Yeah, maybe so. I it's a little old school, and I understand it's, you know, want to celebrate. I mean, that was a big goal. It put them up 3-0 in the series. It was overtime. But you got to give the guy a chance, at least a chance, before you start trampling.
Like, at least the guy for the Bengals is just yelling out, like, weird noises.
Yes,
like that.
That's that.
My man was,
I agree,
like,
with you, Tony.
Trying to talk over it.
Yeah, he's almost become comical, the Bengal guy, but the Ranger guy. This didn't give the guy a chance to really describe what had happened, and that's
right.
That's way off base.
You know what? Let's listen to Jesse.
I wanted to hear it. I'm glad you were thinking along my lines here.
Left-handed batter. Here's the first pitch from Grove. Line into center field and a base hit. Wade's on his way to third. He's going to be waved. Outman's throw is on the way. No chance. And the Padres walk it off.
Who else? Luis Arraez. First pitch hacking. Bullet up the middle. The Padres take game one of this 3-game set.
I get chills listening all over again because I was there.
So. You guys, you hairs, sit down on my arm there. Down, 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 down.
You hairs, sit down on my arm there. You know what I've been paying a really close attention to recently with Jesse and Tony is, like, Jesse explains everything. Like, I can paint that picture. It's really nice.
Well, that's what should be done by a good radio
guy. I spend
a
lot of time with my friends Jesse and Tony because I do a lot of driving. So
very good. Very good call, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm saying thank you.
Number two.
All right. This coming season, you're going to have to sign up for at least 5 different services to watch the NFL. You have to. So someone went through this.
Chris, are you sitting down?
Yes.
I just fell down.
He did. He fell on the floor. So someone on Awful Announcing went through and put this all together to find a price for it. You have to buy 6 months of YouTube TV to, like, watch the Red Zone games or something, or just games in general. 5 months of Prime Video for Thursday Night Football. 1 month of Peacock, which is going to air the Friday night game in Brazil. ESPN Plus for international games, 1 month for Netflix, which is now going to be airing an unannounced Christmas Day game.
Ugh.
And all of that comes out to a grand total of $506.86 before taxes.
Plus then the Sunday ticket on top of that.
Yes, and for fans who are rooting from out of market and they want to see their own team, they have to spend an additional $349.
Right.
As long as you're already a YouTube TV subscriber for the package, bringing the cost to $855.86 per season. Tony, do you think people are going to continue to willingly jump through all the financial and technical hoops to watch NFL football?
The reality of this is the networks and the, you know, whether it's football, baseball, basketball, whatever, they're going to keep pushing the envelope until we say no. And that's only going to be, you know, displayed in us not buying it anymore. And so the short answer is no. I don't think it's gonna stop. I think people will continue to buy it. Now, they may pick and choose what they want in terms of, you know, maybe not getting the Netflix game, maybe, you know, bowing out somewhere else. But for the most part, people are gonna fork the money over. The NFL is the most popular sport for a reason. And I don't see that declining, at least anytime soon.
Chris, what do you think?
Where do I sign up? And, you know,
wait, what?
Give me my credit card.
You want to spend $855 for the season just to watch the games?
No, of course I don't want to spend
that. When they're already getting money from the advertisers?
Of course I don't want to spend that money, but I'm going to do it. I'm speaking for everybody else out there who's going to bitch and moan as they send their credit card in. You know, I mean, did I happily sign up for Peacock so I could watch that Dolphin playoff game? Of course I didn't happily do it, but I did it. And so did just about everybody else. I don't remember what the total number was when they, you know, put the final, you know, tally together on that Miami-Kansas City playoff game. But it was certainly enough to make the NFL believe that it can do this time and again and forevermore. I mean, right, if the Miami-Kansas City game had only been purchased by 1,000 people, that would have stopped it right there before it ever got started. But we know that was never going to happen, and it didn't happen. So, yeah, I'll pay up. I mean, I got to have my NFL, so does everybody else, unfortunately. And the NFL knows it.
Yeah, they do.
But Tony hit it on the head. There probably will, at some point, be a breaking point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody has their price, and that includes the people paying the fee.
Yep.
Eventually, you finally get to a point where you say, you know what? I can't pay the fee anymore. So, and the NFL will keep doing it until that happens. Yeah.
Number one.
So, did you guys see what happened with Novak Djokovic over the weekend at the tennis tournament?
I heard a little about it.
Okay, so he was exiting the court, on Friday. There it is. After beating Corentin Moutet. And
Moutet,
at Fordo Italico in Rome. I'm doing real great, guys.
So far.
And he began signing signing autographs for fans. And as he was doing this, like, okay, so you have to kind of visualize it like this. He's going through, like, a player's tunnel. And so people are over him as he's signing autographs. This dude is reaching down to try to, like, give him something. And a, like, heavy water bottle comes out of the top of his backpack and slams into Djokovic's head.
Okay.
He goes down to the ground.
Wow.
He sits there for a little bit, and then he is helped up, and he goes into the locker room. He said he was fine. He actually ended up losing yesterday. No one's saying if this is what the case is, but they were thinking maybe this was someone throwing the water bottle. Nope. There was a video of the guy unintentionally leaving his backpack unzipped, water bottle goes out the top of the backpack, hits Djokovic in the head.
And the question is, I guess
I don't really have a question.
I know, I'm apparently not.
I don't really have a question. I don't know what to ask. I want to ask something that's...
I'll say this. It's a good thing the guy didn't have a knife in his backpack that he left unzipped, and that fell out.
I can't believe they allowed the water bottle in to begin with, because you can't bring those things anymore.
Look, this is the price. Bottle. I believe for Djokovic and any of these tennis players and great athletes, this is a bit of the price of doing business and the price of fame, right? People are going to be going out of their minds to try and get a moment of time with you and a glimpse of you and an autograph, and in pushing and shoving their way, you know, I would imagine sometimes this kind of stuff happens. So hopefully, as long as it stays the price of doing business, it's okay. I mean, I hope that we don't ever get to the point where we have to completely separate these people from the crowd so that, you know, the crowd can't get at least a few autographs because people get completely out of line, but I don't think we're there yet.
Tony, these water bottles, you probably are thinking of the right one, but it's those big metal ones that are heavy.
You're talking about one of those joints. Okay.
Like a Yeti or something.
Yeah, that would hurt.
Not like a plastic water bottle.
That's what I was had in my head. Like,
yeah, but it does beg the question, are these athletes safe, I guess? Even from unintentional stuff?
Yes, they're safe. They're fine.
He says they're safe, they're fine.
This wasn't a crazed fan running on the court. He was trying to hand...
he was trying to get an autograph.
Trying to hand Djokovic something, right? And didn't...
and he was leaning over.
He forgot to zip his backpack. I think we've all... I know I'm definitely a forget-to-zip-my-backpack type guy. And most of the time I don't have a big old Yeti that's...
You know, Scraby, your show's just getting traction, the Scraby Chronicles, but pretty soon you'll find out what it's like to try and deal with the adoring masses out there. You know, it's not easy for people like me and Tony sometimes.
All right, that's it for Big Five. When we get back, we're going to get you set for this so important game here in May against the Rockies on 97.3 The Fan. Was Tony about to say knock it off? I don't know.
Nope. Okay. Not say anything.
Okay, here we go. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.